At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Let's talk.
John Brown. Claudia from Spence Clark joins us, by the way. Now, you know that thing. First of all, good morning, Claudia.
Good morning, Giles.
May I say, I mean, obviously the listeners can't see this, but what a lovely colour you are.
Oh, thank you.
So summer has been good for you so far.
So far, very, very good.
Costa de la Luz?
Yes.
Tarifa?
Costa de la Luz, Tarifa. Oh. And this is the best part of the summer because it gets quieter now. They've all gone.
This weekend, isn't it, is going to be Operation Salida again.
I want them all gone. It's getting better.
I went to Malaga on, what day was it, Thursday. So I went to Malaga on Tuesday, okay? Malaga.
Okay.
Yeah, there and back. Yeah, four hours. To drop off a large TV, yeah? Mm-hmm. So just literally on this side of Malaga, not even better than Malaga side, and 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
I know. I had to stop at the Butibamba, the famous venta on the way back, to get a life-affirming Bocata de Lomo.
With all the police, they all seem to stop there. I don't know why.
Well, because it's been a venta there forever, so therefore it's a really popular place. But my goodness, yes, this is the weekend where it starts to... Your favourite month, September and May, because one at the beginning and one at the end of summer.
Nice.
Yeah, indeed. And you know how I was joking, so I had a few technical problems with my first guest, and then we said, oh, it's okay, because Claudia is live in the studio. But you just got yourself locked out. You locked in, didn't you, somewhere?
Yes.
That would have been good.
That would have been very, very interesting.
Indeed. Right then, good. So this morning, 952-78-4000 is the phone number. Studio at tre.radio is the email. The phone, the TV's frozen. The Facebook page is Talk Radio Official. You can WhatsApp me or Claudia with any questions. +34 645 99 67 95. And it's funny because we're talking about the joys of being here in Spain and next. But there are people who, for one reason or other, will want to go back. To the UK or to their countries of origin. Last month, we covered a handful of very useful tips for people moving to Spain. But this time, we've got a series of recommendations for people who are going in the other direction when they are leaving Spain.
Yes, the most important part is to take into account the tax residency rules when you're leaving, because as I have explained in many other programs, Spain has the peculiarity of having the not recognizing a partial year, so the partial split year. So this means that once you're tax resident, you're tax resident for the whole year. So it is important to know when you're leaving Spain, because if you actually leave Spain after June, you still be considered tax resident for the whole year. And if you leave Spain before June, March, February, you would be considered a non-resident. So imagine you are selling your home, and if you wanted to benefit from the capital gains exemption rule, you would need to sell your home when you're tax resident. Otherwise, you would be considered a non-resident, and not the capital gains exemption wouldn't be applicable. Now, you may be selling a home which is not your main home, just a second home, and it'd be beneficial for you to actually sell it as a non-resident, because the tax rate is lower, as a non-resident is 19%. So it is very important to know when you're leaving Spain to choose the correct timing. So important to check for seek for tax advisor.
Okay, super. So there are other rules. So if you're in Spain for more than 183 days within a calendar year, you'll be considered a tax resident?
Yes, exactly. So coming back to what I said before,
yeah.
if imagine somebody left as well in May, left Spain, they moved, and then they decided to spend some couple of time here and months here or weeks in summer and in Christmas, that would make them over the 183 days, so resident again. Yeah, once you're over the 183 days and you move from Spain, it is very, very important. The most important proof that you need to have is to register in the tax office in the country that you are going to live in. Why is it so important? Because if you are ever inspected, the Spanish tax authorities, one of the main proofs that you will need is a certificate of tax residency, and the tax office will only provide you with this if you've actually registered as a tax resident. Once you obtain this certificate, you need to advise the Spanish authorities that you're non-resident and change your status. Yeah.
So you need to then deregister the Spanish tax office.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that makes me fear. That we're going to be into the registration frenzy again. So what do we do next?
Yes, it is very, very important. The most important thing. I've actually written an article only on this, on this question that you've made to me, which is you need to inform the Spanish tax authorities of a Spanish correspondence address for them to contact you. Very important. People don't realize how important this is, especially if you think that if your last tax return you filed is, let's say, this year, the tax office can inspect you 4 years in the future. So this, if they imagine, I'll mention here a case study that I have in my article that I wrote. Mm-hmm. Somebody who sold their home, okay, and they left Spain. 4 years from now, they inspected that person. The prescription date is, because they were resident, the 30th of June, and they contact this person in April.
Right.
They wrote to their home address that the home they sold.
Yes.
Because that's the address they had.
Yeah.
It's not because they were being funny. That's the person had not bothered to tell the tax office, I'm moving, please write to me to this address from now on.
Right.
So they wrote to that person to that address and no response. So they tried the previous accountants. The previous accountants had no obligation to contact the client because they were no more further their client. So they did not do anything. So by then, the letter just goes and to be published in the bulletin, which, of course, nobody looks at. So what was this letter saying? They were saying that they needed to prove the expenses of the capital gains that the client had declared and had paid already taxes on. So what happened was the capital gains tax bill was increased and was further increased by fines. At the end, this person owed the tax office a lot of money. Mm. This person, don't get me wrong, had already paid capital gains tax. They were just saying, you haven't responded to us. We believe that these expenses are not valid because we haven't seen them. So what happened then is that the tax inspector passes the tax collection and the fines to the recaudación of the tax office, and they're very good. Mm. They get you. They get you in the UK and in Ireland and in the moon. Whatever they want, they find you.
Yes.
But by then, you can only pay the tax and the fine because when they get you, it's past June and the 4 years have gone. And now it's August, September, you cannot do anything. And what they say is sentence and you have to pay it. You can't defend yourself. The only way would have been that you responded in the 10 days when they sent you the letter.
Right.
At the beginning.
So this has to be a Spanish address. You can't say send it to me care of Market Harborough or Glasgow or Moonbase 3, for example, if you're trying to get away to the moon.
It has to be a Spanish address, correct. Yes.
Okay, so presumably if you don't have anybody who can hold your mail, if you don't know anybody, you presumably could say to your I don't know, your lawyer, can you have
Most lawyers and tax advisors like Spence Clark offer this service. It's called acting as your fiscal representative.
Right.
And so it means that all the letters from the tax office are sent to our address. And we are always open, Christmas, holiday, every time. So we won't miss it. And of course, we can contact the client by email, telephone, whatever, to tell them, listen, this is what we've received. You need to send us this. We need to respond by this date.
Right.
And all will be handled. And in this scenario, if this client had done that, the tax office would have been happy to see the expenses and it wouldn't cost anything to the client.
So it's not a question. So even if you don't have any sort of dealings, any properties, any investments, you don't have a car in Spain, you don't have a boat in Spain, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
They can inspect you for 4 years afterwards. The last filing of your tax declaration.
So you can't literally, you know, lock the front door, get in the
disappear.
Car, throw the key out
well,
of the
saloon.
Well,
you can, but it could, if you've had a relationship with the Spanish tax authorities, it could lead into fines and complications. So it's advisable, both as a non-resident, as a resident. If you have filed anything, it's always advisable to pay this service for 4 years. It will be beneficial for you.
Right, okay. I mean, this is another one of those tax office horror stories. Then, isn't it?
Yeah, so you must seek advice professionally. Don't leave Spain without just asking for this. So, yes.
Now, going back to this address thing, I mean, you said that the tax office has 4 years to open the investigation. So you would recommend hiring
this service always.
Right.
You need to hire somebody to have the fiscal representation, because even if you say, I'm going to give the address of my neighbor, that your neighbor is going to go on holiday.
And you've got 10 days.
And you never know. And you've got 10 days, yeah. It is very important to have fiscal representative for 4 years. I didn't know that.
You learn something new every day. Now, okay, so we've planned when to move. We've informed the tax office in a reliable address, or hired, as you say, fiscal representation, which you can do for yourself, for the purpose. Registered in the new country, wherever you're going, as a tax resident. Is there anything else?
Of course.
Of course there is.
Of course
Spain.
There is. It's
Come
Spain.
Yeah.
Well, very important is to deregister from the town hall, the famous empadronamiento. Now you have to tell them, hey, I'm leaving.
What's the Spanish? What's the verb? Is it de empadronamiento?
Empadronar.
Yeah, but to deregister. So it would be...
Desempadronar.
Desempadronar. Of course.
That is one. And the other one is if you have your TIE or your resident card, it is also advisable to give it back to the police, because although they're not proof of tax residency, because as I have explained, the proof of tax residency is the certificate that is issued by the tax office. These, if you're still registered, these could lead into a tax inspection from the tax office, because they could consider that you're still tax resident. So it's better to close everything.
Yeah.
If you're not coming back, give back your TIE, go to the town hall, say you're gone. Yeah.
Because the reason behind that is that if you're going back to the country, you're going to be resident in the country you're going back to, you shouldn't have the TIE.
You don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. So, got those bits to try and stay. What's the next tip have you got for me, Claudia?
Okay. It's again related with the residency, apart from the rule of the 183 days. When there is you can't actually prove because the client has been, you may be resident in the UK or you may be resident in Spain. And it's very, very hard to prove where you are, and you can't get a certificate of tax residency. Where the tax treaty goes is to where you have a home.
Right.
So if you still have your home in Spain or that you haven't sold and you're keeping it, mm-hmm. you must ensure that you have a house at your disposition in the UK where you're moving to. Doesn't mean that you have to have a home in your name. You can have a rented property, because I'm saying this because there's people who move and they say they're living with the family, they're living with their partner. This is sometimes very difficult to move, and I would say that when you first move, because you could still be inspected and you still, the tax office may still want you to be tax resident. They still want you to pay tax to Spain.
Yeah.
They're losing you. You could be inspected. So don't be naive and really have, if you're moving with a friend, make a rental contract,
yeah.
have something to prove that you do have a house at your disposition in the UK. That is, I'm saying, when you still have a home in Spain as well.
Sure. So you, it's not, so you've still got a holiday home here, but you said, oh, I've moved back, and you, oh yeah, but I'm staying with, you know, I'm staying with my family. Maybe your family's got a cottage in the grounds or something like that. So they're going to want something like a water bill, an electric bill,
correct.
Or a rental agreement or
yes.
a contract of some sort. Yeah.
All that together. The more you have, the better.
Okay, super. If you do keep a Spanish property, I would assume, because the tax office would be so upset to leave me, they would miss being in contact with me, as they do. I assume you still have to pay taxes in Spain, even becoming a resident.
Yes.
You're okay.
Okay, here we are. Yes, if you keep your house in Spain, you would, if you're not renting it out,
yeah.
you need to file your non-resident tax for keeping it, the famous deemed income.
Yeah.
And if you are renting it out, you need to file your rental income tax declaration. So don't forget about that one.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. No problem. If you have a Spanish property and you're renting it out for holidays, I suppose that's rental income as well, isn't it? Of course,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's both long term or
yeah.
holiday
okay.
home. And I remind you at this point, although we will be having a radio show on rentals and on non-residents
yeah.
in the future, that now the rental income tax declaration is not quarterly anymore. It used to be quarterly. From this year, it's yearly, and the declaration needs to be submitted in January for all the rent for this year, for
right.
example 24. If you've rented your property in summer, the declaration needs to be filed in January. They've changed that rule. It was changed this year.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so that's more fun and games. So any last tips apart from don't leave Spain? What are you doing?
Very important is to inform your banks. Now, banks, as if you remember, are collaborators of all the tax office. With all the tax office,
sure.
there's the automatic exchange of information agreement in place signed between the tax offices and the banks. So the banks need to inform the tax office of your status, if you're resident or non-resident. You need to inform your banks, but remember that you need to do this after you've filed your tax declaration. So your last declaration will be in June. Imagine this year's your last year. So your tax declaration needs to be filed between April and June next year.
Okay.
You need to tell your bank once you've filed your tax return, because otherwise you'll be having problems filing it because a bank account needs to be filed with a resident bank account, all these strange things that Spain have. But once this has been filed, you need to inform your bank that you are non-resident and that you're non-resident from the date you are. Don't wait for the date of the presentation of your tax declaration. So if you're non-resident from this year, from 25, you inform them that you're resident from 25 or 24. Very important, because also the tax office will send you a letter based on the information of the bank, what the bank has for you.
Right, okay. And any other sort of lot is, just remember to put your non-Spanish address in as well then. That's going to be...
Yes, also on your... That is very good, Giles. Yes, you remember about that. Yes, on your last filing, your last tax declaration, right, you need to include your new address, the UK address, the Irish address, the Swedish address, whatever, wherever you're leaving in your last filing, it needs to be included. This is not the notification address. This is the address where you are now living in. Okay? That, so that is very important.
So that you can continue your correspondence with the Spanish tax office, because, you know, hey, we build up this sort of, this personal this personal relationship with Hacienda, don't we? Let's face it.
You can't just goodbye. You have to be together 4 years more.
So in which case, I think that the Hacienda, you know, when you phone them up and you're put on hold, I've got a great idea which what their theme tune should be when you're holding, yeah?
Which one?
Now, no, I know people think it should be the Emperor March, from the Star Wars.
Yeah. Yes.
However, I've just had a thought, which happens very rarely. They should have... Do you remember Paul Young, the singer?
Yes, of course.
From there, because we're the same generation. Every time you go away, you take a piece of me. But every time you go away, we want a piece of you, should be the Hacienda song. What do you think?
Yes, perfect. Yes, that should be the tone.
Right then. Claudia, if people want to find out more information. Really interesting about that fiscal address. I mean, I had no idea. So you can't just lock the door, get in the car or the plane and go, right, that's it. Farewell, Hacienda. You know, you have to have a Spanish forwarding address.
Yes. And read my article with the whole story. It's in our webpage.
Right. Well, in which case, where should they go to the webpage, Claudia?
It's www.spenceclarkbothwithane.com.
Marvellous. And there's lots of other great stuff on the website, including other blogs, which are informative and entertaining as well. Claudia, once again, thanks. Next time we speak, it'll be a little bit cooler, a little bit calmer, and we can talk about some other bits and pieces. Claudia, as always, thank you for your time today.
Okay, bye.